I got a few things I want to say.
It's Monday, July 17th, 2006. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
The word now is seize the time.
It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
You know, all that does is intensify rage.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Seize the time.
That totally amazing song right there was an Australian mixmaster named Gortaya doing his song Learn a Little Givin' and Lovin'. And that's a super great song from his brand new record called Like Drawing Blood, which just came out recently. And if you don't go right out and buy, I'm going to have to come down there and slap you upside the head. Super, ooper duper good record. Totally great stuff. It's like this electronica thing where he takes all these different sounds and remixes them together. It's kind of like, you know, Avalanches or DJ Shadowy kind of stuff. There's some singing in there that's not samples, but almost all of it's samples, and it's really tight and totally amazing. And I really like that song a lot. It sounds very old and authentic, yet it's all totally mixed together by a guy sitting in a basement, probably his parents, in Australia. I'm making that up. I'm sure he lives by himself. All right, up next, it's a band from New York City. It's a 14-member all-female accordion ensemble known as the Main Squeeze Orchestra. They do all sorts of great covers on their website. You can download videos of them doing like Bohemian Rhapsody and all sorts of stuff. It's really great, and they do a lot of different world music and things. What we're going to hear is a cover of Joy Division's Love Will Tear Us Apart, a song I tend to love, in fact, always. Always love it, no matter who does it. And in this case, the Main Squeeze Orchestra does a pretty pimped out version. Check it out, Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division, performed by the Main Squeeze Orchestra. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head?
All right, here we go. Thank you.
it's hard, and ambitions are low, and resentment rides high, but emotions won't grow, and we're changing our ways, taking different roads. Love will tear us apart again. Again. Why is the bedroom so cold? You've turned away on your side. Is my timing that flawed? Our respect runs so dry. And to still this appeal that we've kept through our lives. Love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart again. Desperation takes hold. Just something so good, it just can't function the world. Love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart again.
President Bush signed into law the extension of his tax cut package, a $70 billion giveback, despite a deficit that stands around $300 trillion. Here to provide some insight is our resident expert, John Hodgman.
Rather than wasting time bemoaning these tax cuts, John Q. used to be middle class and now eats salt and pepper sandwiches. Should rejoice. He'll never have the problems of, say, a wealthy man who sits embittered and henpecked, trapped in his deluxe apartment in the sky.
The way you've explained the tax cuts, it really doesn't seem very fair.
Well, fairness isn't the point. They don't call economics the dismal science because it's fair.
Well, I suppose not.
No, probably. They call it that after Sir Eustace Dismal, the 18th century English economist who proposed making smokestacks out of children.
I never knew
yeah,
that.
It was a very interesting proposal, but ultimately flawed. I mean, if you make the smokestacks out of children, who will you force to clean them?
Let's go forget about yourself. disguises. Oh, Father John, you cannot tell me what's right and wrong. You cannot tell me in the mortal life, far in the morning light. We're back from Bloomington, we let the runners win. Far in the morning light, we let the movies play. And we can drum the holiday, pick you up with the band on the Ronald Reagan tollway. Yourself and all your
That was the ever-prolific Sufjan Stevens doing the Henny Buggy Band from his brand new album called The Avalanche, Outtakes and Extras from the Illinois album. Proof that even when he records an album, there's still like a whole other album worth of album in said album. And actually, it's just as good. That's the weird thing about it. It's not like a bunch of filler crap. It's actually a totally good album. So if you like Sufjan Stevens, like if you got that Illinois album, which I played on the show, you know, I played Chicago a while back when it came out. This album, totally just as good. You should pick this one up too if you like Sufjan Stevens, because it's super great, as evidenced by the Henny Buggy Band song that we just played. Speaking of things that I've played before in the past, a couple of weeks ago, I played Gnarls Barkley doing Crazy. And I just wanted to say, this is a little embarrassing for me. Actually, a lot embarrassing for me. I was traveling this past week, and I was in a cab, and they had it on like some sort of horrible top 40 station, and it was like, you know, the Backstreet Boys or whoever's popular right now, followed by some other crap, and then like a rap song, and then like some DJ in an echo chamber like doing shout outs and stuff, and then all of a sudden in the background Gnarls Barkley comes on. And what song is it? It's Crazy. Yeah, so I have this podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have missed, and then I play a song that's on a top 40 station, which probably means it's not a very big revelation to have that song on my show. So I wanted to apologize, but you have to understand, I don't, you know, really take part in society very much. So, like, I don't watch TV or listen to the radio, and it's kind of embarrassing when I have to find out that a song's top 40 by hearing it in a cab. So anyway, that's just a little apology. I try not to make that happen. If it does happen, put a comment, say, hey, Daniel, you're playing stuff that like is on every top 40 station. So that way I'll know, because otherwise I'm just sitting here with top 40 crap all over my face. All right, finishing this episode of The Sounds in My Head, it is a band called The Hotel Lights. The Hotel Lights, basically it's Darren Jesse. He was the drummer for Ben Folds 5 back in the day. He's now a singer-songwriter. He has a band called Hotel Lights. They're kind of like Ben Folds, but without all the awesome. That's how I like to sum them up. And they are appropriately featured on the brand new They Might Be Giants tribute album called Hello Radio, The Songs of They Might Be Giants, which you know me and how I love the They Might Be Giants. So of course, if I'm in Tower in another city and I see the Hello Radio CD sitting there, I pick it up, I check out with it, no shame, happy about it until I get into the rent a car and listen to it and discover that it's all pretty crappy. I'm talking the best songs on here are 4 stars. There is nothing 5-star on this record. Most of it, 3 2s, okay? It's a craptacular release, if you ask me, as a They Might Be Giants fan. It is very much a letdown. But Hotel Lights, they do a version of They Might Be Giants' End of the Tour, one of my favorite They Might Be Giants songs. So, you know, it's a great song, and it's the guy from Ben Folds 5, How Can You Go Wrong? So we're going to listen to it. And just know there's a bunch of other stuff on here. Some of it's okay. There's bands you've heard of, Frank Black, the OK Go is on here. There's a bunch of bands. The CD, just not very good. It's kind of depressing. If you like this song and if you've never heard the original, go buy John Henry, because it's a much better release than this stupid CD I'm promoting right now, kind of. So anyway, Hello Radio, The Songs of They Might Be Giants is the official Sounds of My Head disappointment of the month. And here's Hotel Lights doing End of the Tour, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
There's a girl with a crown and a scepter who's on WLSD. And she says that the scene isn't what it's been, and she's thinking of going home.
that it's old and it's totally over now, and it's old and it's over now, and it's over, it's over now. I can see myself at the end of the tour when the road disappears. If there's any more people around when the tour runs aground, and if you're still around, then we'll meet at the end of the tour. The engagements are booked through the end of the world, so we'll meet at the end of the tour. Never depart since the day we met out on Interstate 91. I was bent metal, you were a flaming red when we kissed at the overpass. I was sailing along with the people, driving themselves to distraction inside me. Then came a knock on the door, which was odd in the picture of at the end of the tour, when the road disappears. If there's any more people around when the tour runs aground, and if you're still around, then we'll meet at the end of the tour. The engagements are booked through the end of the world, so we'll meet at the end of the tour. This was the vehicle, these were the people. You opened the door and expelled all the people. This was the vehicle, these were the people. You opened the door and expelled all the people. This was the vehicle, these were the people. If there's any more people around when the tour runs aground, and if you're still around, then we'll meet at the end of the tour. The engagements are booked through the end of the world, so we'll meet at the end of the tour. And we're never gonna tour again. No, we're never gonna tour again.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was A Distinctive Sound and 7 Hours with a Backseat Driver, both by Gortaya. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, send me an email at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead and let me know. Otherwise, just mention it on your blog, as some people have, and I do appreciate. We'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.